5, 4, 3, 2, 1, dumb. This is the Weatherman. You're listening to FreeThinkRadio.com, the only 24/7 commercial-free subgenius radio station.
Ring it again.
I don't think no one's home.
He's home. His Jeep's here. Ring it again.
Maybe he's asleep.
How would you know? Are you in there?
Oh, come on. Lay off, Chet. He's doing you a favor.
Look, if he sees me on his lawn waving a gun around, he's going to pretend not to be home.
Studios deep in the sub-basement 27 laboratories, this is time for the show, your weekly Hypercube Labs radio update.com, brought to you live on freethinkradio.com. I'm Doc Fox, and this is time for show, the peas. It's all up to you. You have to fix everything now. Ladies and gentlemen, via Hypercom satellite, Weasel Vision, it's Peas! Hi, Peas. And yep, nothing? Alright, well, we'll just have to keep rolling then. Well, it's time for my favorite part of the show.
Oh, wait a minute. How about now? Pylon 23 has just come back online, and it seems to be that Pylon 17 is also transmitting. Is that correct?
Did you put me on hold? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Did you put me on hold?
I had a problem with pylons. Pylons can be problematic.
The drummer from the Clippers only got one arm. For 22 hours a day. What's up?
Not too much. It's a very exciting time to be alive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what it's time for. Cube News is my favorite part of the show. What we got this week? Okay.
It's a good part.
A happy Hypercube Day.
Yeah, update us.
Peas, as you all know, 927.
Oh, thank you.
Was yesterday. That was orthogonal alignment day. That is when all planes across every instance of reality, those actual and virtual, were all perfectly aligned. And if you were studying your journeyman training, you'd know what I was talking about, because that was an opportunity for you to not as much see the future, more like choose which future you'd like. It's like shopping for destiny.
Yesterday.
Good day for destiny. Yeah, yesterday. So what did you do to celebrate Orthogonal Alignment Day, Peas?
Well, you know, I wished I'd have known that I could have choose my destiny yesterday, because I kind of wasted the day masturbating and drinking
and
rum.
Right? And yeah, squirting?
So, well, I don't know. That's...
I like my masturbating. And that's squirting.
Squirt.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
It's not appetizing, but maybe it's a Florida thing. Maybe it's a Florida thing. What an exciting show we got. Now it can't be all the news. that can't be all the news that's fit to print for the Hypercube.
Absolutely not. Every year Hypercube goes completely broke. So we are completely out of money, and we are going to die starving in the streets. That was the wrong one.
Wait, what?
Well, if we don't get the lights on tomorrow, it's very possible that the core itself is going to overheat, and who knows, all kinds of things might happen. I've already got a rotisserie chicken in there to check it and see what the variance in temperature is.
That's
and I would
German,
say it's anywhere
it?
Between like 3,300 and extra crispy.
A rotisserie chicken is German, is it not?
That's the idea. The birds of my people. I didn't know you were German, Peas.
Well, it's funny because I have an Irish surname, but if you actually research it, I'm more German than anything else.
I could believe that. So you can put your German metal to the German pedal, because we know that the Germans love to make up for their past mistakes, you know? It's like Germany owes everybody something. So if you're a German, or if you like pretending to be one, like most Irish people, then you should check out hypercubego.com/shop or at the link provided in the Hypercom this evening. And that's the Hypercube annual Begathon link. If you would like to help us, we only need you wouldn't believe it. The operational budget of Hypercube Labs is so massive, it takes two calculators to figure it. And that's why we need your help. So with your non-tax deductible donation to Hypercube Labs right now,
you would just be giving it to us.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give it to you by opening pre-orders on the glory hole of savings. And wow,
that's pretty fly for a white guy.
What a load. So with every love gift offering of $30, you will receive a t-shirt that you wear or can give to somebody to wear featuring a glow-in-the-dark Hypercube logo. You'll also receive a suitable for framing print at home society appreciation certificate, as well as a handwritten thank you note and pretty a down. Hollow foil decal of my choosing, which will be at random, to be shipped to you at the end of October. So if you'd like to help save Hypercube and keep us from dying, you have until next Monday. And you can get that at hypercubego.com/shop.
Then it's too late.
And then it's too
after
late.
After Tuesday, next Tuesday, we don't even want your money. Okay?
Absolutely not.
You're trying to give us money
filthy.
Next Tuesday, and we'll be pissed.
Now,
we'll
if you want to just give money,
of course,
you can always go to paypal.me/ D-O-K-F-A-U-X.
Take that Tuesday.
And that's
too,
good too. If you would like me to keep all the money that you're sending me, then you can over to paypal.me/docfox. But if you would like an exclusive, handmade by Dr. Fox glow in the dark Hypercube Labs t-shirt up to 2XL, then go over to hypercubego.com/shop.com. What else we got? Thanks to the weatherman. I don't know if you heard it at the beginning, but the bump from the weatherman from Negative Land has provided, or is associated with Negative Land, you know. I don't know. I think he just kind of tolerates them, which is understandable. You remember when Mark was here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And,
I don't, for some reason.
And, so, yeah, we got the, We got that weatherman thing. There's actually four bumps for freethinkradio.com. So if you want to hear them, you're just going to have to listen to freethinkradio.com all the time to hear all of the bumps from the weatherman.
Non-stop.
So thank you very much. It's pretty dumb. Okay, let's moving on. Cube news! All the news that's fit to pube. I mean, cube. You ever cut your cubic hairs, peas? On your cubis mons?
I used to, yes.
Got a landing strip going on. But I got one that's more like Hartsfield International. So it's like four or five lines intersecting on some other. It's a mess down there. But it's only civil service to blame. We have a guest in the audience tonight. Or not, he's not in the audience. He's in the studio tonight. Because we don't just let anybody walk in.
Riff-raff.
So we have so Pease, you'll have to figure out who this is by the end of the show. But we're going to start the show now.
Is it Dave Grohl? Is it Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters?
You got it. Dave Grohl.
Can we just stop now then?
First guess.
Why even try?
Never had.
Why even try,
Pease?
I wrote Nirvana.
Sorry, it's time for my favorite part of the show.
Show me what you got.
It's the Pease-O Box. It's where we answer actual letters from you.
That's a good one.
Two P's. And so here's what we're going to do, because with Dave Grohl here.
Hi.
I'll ask Dave a question too. So let's P's, you're going to show him how it's done. All right. So here we go.
Okay.
Dear P's, I live in an awful country called Australia. Should I try to get into the UK by sneaking into the back of a truck? And that's from Iluf Welfare in Yorkie No, far north Queensland, Australia. What do you say, Pease?
Well, you know, on the surface, it seems like a stupid plan. In that Australia, or Australia, as they like to call it, is a big giant island. You got to be able to fit like three or four Rhode Islands in it. So it's an immense landmass. But everything, even the trucks, go there on boats. So you could get in the back of a truck and they would drive the truck on the boat. And you might wind up in the UK. But the odd thing about this letter is that, dude, you're in Australia. You're already technically in the UK. So that's where you're really kind of stupid and missing the mark. But whatever. Oi, get off the tram.
Is that it?
That's it. I mean, that was pretty good advice. Do your dumb plan. It's not crazy with the boat and the truck, but, you know, you're already in the UK. What the fuck?
All right.
Oh, so you can't say UK in the radio.
You can't say UK on the radio. All right, so this one's from Mr. Grohl. So, dear Grohl, I noticed for the parks now, they got rid of the fingerprint system. How are they monitoring annual pass holders? Could I potentially give my magic band for my friend to come in instead of me, since there is no method of identification other than name? Why do people walk around in shorts in Seattle? And that is from Carla Borgnine of East Mississippi, Idaho.
Well, to answer the question of why people walk around in shorts in Seattle, have you ever felt the breeze up there? It's amazing. As far as the pass holder and magic bands to go into the parks and possibly give it to your friend to do, that's not going to work because, you see, the way those bands work... Well, the way those bands work is they actually send nanobots into your bloodstream, and they measure your DNA and take readings, so they don't need to do fingerprint readings anymore because they're actually tracking who you are genetically. So it won't work. It's unfortunate, but I do know of a couple
of
people
who designed by a German company.
Oh yeah, you gotta fucking hate those guys. Ruin everything. Almost like the Irish. But there is a way that people think they can do. Just get a gallon of your blood and cover your friend's arms in it. And it might work. And then if they ask questions about why you look the way you do, just tell them they're discriminating your skin condition. Fuck them.
Can't say skin condition on the radio. All right. Fuck so, yeah, that pretty good. Good answer. Good answer. Woo! Good answer. Bloody. All right, Rip Taylor. all right, that's pretty good. It's on that's my favorite part of the show. That's the P.O. Box.
Because everything job. Is not your favorite part of the show. Now you're just being deceitful.
Well, this next part, I know I say it a lot. I know I say it a lot, but I really mean it, because this next part of the show is my favorite part of the show. Here we go. It's
show me what you got.
Know what I mean. So, Pease, I'm going to give you a topic or a subject, and what you're going to have in your mind's eye is just a picture of that. And then you need to think of something to say with that picture in less than 10 words. All right. The first word or the first subject tonight is Hillary Clinton. You have a picture of Hillary Clinton in less than 10 words. What do you put on top of this picture?
Like a Hitler mustache and a monocle right off the bat. I mean.
Oh, man. That's editing image macros. That's photo manipulation that does not count. All right, moving on over to
Dave Grohl.
You have an image of the state of California. You have less than 10 words to put on top of an image of the state of California. Go.
Need to roast marshmallows? We got plenty of flames.
Double whammy. Dave Grohl on the roll. That's why it's really? More like Dave Grohl. Get it?
Yeah,
I'm gonna burn this button out tonight because it's so flipping
like
funny.
Burning out like California.
Oh, dag, yo! We're burning up in here too. All right, Pease, one more. You have,
sure. If you're gonna do the easy jokes,
you have a picture of a Tesla car. Go.
Free with every package of Quisp cereal.
Oh, man. That's just silly, Pease. Why would you even go so far?
Well, Quisp cereal is the cereal of the future available today, and the Tesla is the car of the future available today. So I thought there'd be some synergy in giving Teslas away in the Quisp cereal.
All right, well, we'll have to catch up with that one. We're about to take a song break, but before we do, it's time for tonight's round one for Is It a Band? And I'm going to postulate this to Reverend Grohl and Reverend Pease here. Band number one is Screeching Weasel. Pease and Grohl, consider that over the song break, and when we come back, Is It a Band? You're listening to Time for the Show live on FreethinkRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Time for the Show, broadcast live on freethinkradio.com. Hey, you! You filthy animal! Why don't you do something about it? Go out today with your filthy, grimy keyboards on over to your phone or your home keyboard and go to triologysoaps.com and buy yourself a bar of soap. It's handmade, and it's soap. Isn't that clever? All right, it's time for my favorite part of the show.
Show me what you got.
We're going to find out, is it a band? Before we left, the name of the band was Screeching Weasel Peas. What do you think? All right, well, Peas contemplates whether or not Screeching Weasel is a band. We'll ask our new radio guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
It is a band. It is a band.
What? Are you getting back from going into another room and cheating? Is that what happened?
No, I had to pee.
All right. It was a short song break this time, I know. But our new guest was so excited to be here. Do you know who it is, Peas?
I don't think he fucking knows.
No, Foo Fighters.
He left. He died. This is that other guy.
He died in a fire in California.
That's not funny. Who is it, Peas?
Could be. Depends on who.
I don't think he knows who the fuck I am. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce myself. My name is Seamus McFanny O'Callaghan III.
All right, and Seamus, do you believe Screeching Weasel is a band?
Oh yeah, they're a fucking band.
All right, so it looks like we got it. According to the big wall, you're both correct. Screeching Weasel is a band. You did very good there, Peas. All right, it's time for my favorite part
show
of the show.
What you got.
Yeah, it's time for the shout-outs.
Admit.
What do we got this week? Did you get any shout-outs, Peas? They send you any personally?
No.
No? Nothing? I got one. Let me see.
They should have. Oh, did they?
Treat Maybe. As urgent. Dear sir or madam, I am a principal staff with Chinese Bank that recently opened a branch in Sydney, Australia. Oh, we should stop reading it, because according to that first email, that's no good. All right, so that's it. If you want to get your Time for the Show shout out, all you got to do to... Oh, wait. Oh, look. There's actually one in here. Somebody got it in after the box closed.
It's exciting.
At 9 p.m. Look at that. Aren't you excited?
Live radio.
This is fantastic.
It's live radio.
I can't see anything. I'm just resyncing. Send, receive. It's loading. This is good. Look at the dots. As a comment, working on the assumption that Peas in our universe is equivalent to Q from the Star Trek universe, why is it that when we don't have his non-powers to protect the inevitable show, then it always seems to not evade his ultra-double sniffle shit cake with a side of fuck you? And that's from Caller 23.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was his comment.
The most remarkable thing about
this comment. Or maybe that's my comment. Maybe that's what
it was
supposed to be.
It was so anti-verbose, as we've come to expect from RC23, who can't shut the fuck up. Nonetheless, he brings up a good point. Why does the Peas, with his Q-like powers, allow things like Reverend RC23's comment to even get in? Because I'm a benevolent and kind Peas, and the Q thing is kind of overrated, because the basic law of the universe, for every reaction, there's an equal or greater reaction. So if you do something really hardcore Q-ish, you get like you step in gum the next day, or you spill a beer on yourself. It's just awful. It's just not even worth the hassle.
Fighting is bad. We don't want to fight anybody anymore.
We don't fight them.
That's the horn. That's the peace horn. It's the horns for peace.
The horn of peace.
only at the end of a 3-round fight.
It's been a lot longer than 3 rounds. Pease, how long you been fighting?
This year?
Yeah, or at least today. Did you fight today?
Today, didn't fight too much today. No one pissed me off that much, but I stayed in the house mostly, so that could account for that.
Oh, that's too
bad. I yelled at the dog for pissing me off, so if that helps bring my score up, I want to make sure that's accounted for.
All right, well.
Mistreating an animal. If you've got that bingo at home, mistreating an animal for 600, Alex.
And you know what that sound means? It's time for my favorite part of the show.
Show me what you got.
Some kind of mystery.
It's
some kind of mystery's afoot.
Truthache. Do it again. Do it again.
What? Some kind of mystery's afoot.
You totally missed
it. We'll only find out the truth or the lie when we listen to Pease and his Truthache.
All right, so to save at least 20 minutes of time on the show this week, we're going to do one story.
That's awful.
Pease is going, bad. No, you did really good. You did really good. But we got new things that we have to try out in the algorithm that generates the show. So it's essential. So that's why, yeah, we're going to cut 20 down to 19 and a half. So we're going to do one story this week. We're going to be like Apple, 34 pins to 17. Streamlining! So Pease is going to tell one streamlined story. And then at the end...
It's half as many pins.
Seamus and I are going to get like 3 questions between us to ask Pease about his story. Then we'll take a song break with dramatic pause and then come back and find out which one it is. So now, everybody, it's time for my favorite part of the show. It's Pease Truthache. He doesn't have any teeth.
I used to have this Baja bug when I was like 16. 15 and a half, 16 years old, right before I joined the Air Force. And I was out Baja bugging around in Southern California in a tomato farm. And we called it Boonian back then, going Boonian. And this one farmer had gotten tired of people like driving on his access road. So in between these two poles, you know, which was the only way to get in or out of this area of the farm where there were some cool hills to climb up and stuff, there was what looked like just a few tomatoes scattered on the ground, like a truck had tipped over something there, and, you know, a few hundred, maybe a few thousand tomatoes, but it looked like they were all on the surface of the ground, right? So I'm like, all right, let me drive my Baja bug, you know, over this, through these two little pillars to get to where the good trails are, so I can do some hardcore Boonian. And, man, I get about 2 feet into it, and the whole front of the buggy just sinks into, like, 4 feet of what turns out now to have been a pit, about a 4-foot dug pit with barbed wire at the bottom of it, filled with tomatoes that had been rotting in the sun for like ever. And it was the most... I came across a dead cow once in the forest, and it smelled so bad you couldn't... It's the decay. Even though it wasn't meat or anything, the decay of these tomatoes and the stench of it was so overwhelming. So I don't know how bad I'm stuck yet, but I try to back out a little bit, and, you know, there's no front traction with a Baja bug, so I rock it a little bit, and all I do is like get the whole thing submerged to where you can't even really open the door. Mud and the tomato, the 4 feet of tomatoes all there, and that's when I realize, wow, all my tires are popped from the barbed wire. So I have to, like, trudge out of this tomato pit and walk up the road and call me. There's no even getting my Baja bug, okay? I just got to leave it there to the farmer's amusement. But I eventually get it back, and I wash it all out. But the problem was is that the smell of the rotten tomatoes never really got off Volkswagen ever again. There was always, you'd always find mud or like a half a tomato wrapped in the transaxle or something. And it wouldn't be too bad most of the time because Southern California is very dry. It doesn't rain that much. So what would happen is the Volkswagen would get just dry enough to where it didn't stink like death anymore. And you'd be fine for a couple weeks, but then you'd go somewhere and drive through a puddle, or it would rain a little bit, and the whole thing filled with, like, just the stench of death and decay. You couldn't believe it. So I was taking a young lady that I had met at the Elks Club that was a waitress, and she's a little bit older than me, so I'm batting on the league. We go to the beach, you know, and it's kind of cool. I'm like, you know, I'm surfing peas, and everything's great. It's a beautiful sunny day, so we're going to go get some fish and chips at the harbor in Oceanside. So as we go over there, there's a little piece of the strand you got to drive over the car gets wet. So we drive over this, and the bottom of the car got wet. And it starts to stink of death and just all the stuff. And she gets super nervous. And we get to the place to go eat. And I go in there to get a table. And that girl disappeared. She never came back to the car. I never found out what happened to her. She totally stood me up at the fish and chips there in the harbor at Oceanside. And I'm pretty sure it's because my car smelled like I'd killed somebody in it. That's my story.
That was a pretty good story, Pease.
Oh, my God!
So descriptive.
Huh?
I like that. All right, so so we got three questions to ask Pease. Seamus, do you have any off the top of your head?
Yeah, did Olive Garden ever come after you for contaminating their sauce pit?
No, but I'm sure that his ass off when he saw that that Baja bug stuck there that night.
Why would a cow be in the woods?
I know the answer to that. I wouldn't.
You know, I never knew that. It was only one, and it was just laying there dead, and it was like all bloated and shit. But oh my God, it stank. There was no other cows around. We were checking the place out to do a paintball game, and it was awful. It was gross.
Okay, one last
it's
question.
It's the worst smell, except
maybe. One last question.
Do you think she was embarrassed because she thought the smell was coming from her hoochie?
You know, I've given that. That's an excellent question. I've given it a lot of thought over the years because I come on one of two sides of it. One is that it was really a bad smell, and I don't know how to emphasize enough how bad a smell it was. That it's the kind of smell that once you smell it, you don't ever want to smell it again. You don't want to be around people that like can live with a smell like that. But there's a part of me, like, I was a very gangly 16-year-old, and maybe the date wasn't going that well to begin with, and I used the smell as the reason. And the reality is I just didn't have moves and I was batting out of my league, and she bailed as soon as she could get her feet on the ground and get away from me. You know, I don't know. I bounce on both sides of it.
Because the main thing that sticks
one's
with me...
One's a good story, though, and the other one's just sad.
That's true. The main thing that sticks with me, though, is whenever I think of a 4-foot rotting red sauce pit... Before it wasn't tomatoes, but now after your story, I have a second image in my head. So thank you. I'm not Irish anymore.
Well, you gotta think of how angry this farmer must have been having all these motorcycles and Baja he's growing tomatoes on it. And I'm sure I never fucked anything up. I stayed on the roads, but I'm sure one day he just had enough and he dug that pit and he's like made it like, oh, here's so easy. Just drive over this level thing of tomatoes. A lot of thought was put into this trap. And I'm sure he got great satisfaction out of knowing that it fucked up a 16-year-old kid's life for quite a while.
America.
All right. You can't say America on the radio.
America.
You can't say America. America on the radio.
America. Adapt and overcome.
All right. So we're going to think about that. Peas, I'm going to give you. Over here, by the way, as I say that, was it Alt 91? I don't know. I'm having fun.
Alt 22 and half.
Jeez, things so finicky tonight. All right, so before we go to the next song break, we got another. Is it a band? And this band. We haven't done this one before, Peas. It's Buttfinger, B-U-T-T space F-I-N-G-E-R. Don't think. We'll come back with the answer after this. You're listening to Time for the Show.
Eat your parents.
You're listening to Time for the Show. That was Mr. Negative with Vile Vials. Go ahead, try and spell it. I dare you. Okay, let's see here.
No.
Where we left, had a band name. The band name was Buttfinger. Peas, what do you say?
It's not a band.
All right.
Because that's gross.
Okay, and Reverend New Guy, what's your vote?
I'm gonna go out and say that it is a band, just because knowing a lot of people in the music industry, on the lower ends of it, you got some fucked up band names. So I'm gonna say it is.
All right, and when it comes to Peas, you are correct. Buttfinger is not a band.
I bet it's a song though.
All right, so. We had a story. We had.
It's not. Is it a song though? Is it unknown participant? Is it a band? Just a little technicality for you. Just
and,
so you know.
For everybody still listening, and Dr. Trench is in the Time for the Show lounge, and it's locked. Stick around for Dr. Fox's Chopping Block coming on at 11, and we'll go to Don't Say Hello for that. Peas, your story of how you scared away a hot MILF with your stank. I'm going to say 17. Is
I
true.
She kidding,
what do you say? Do you think it's true or do you think he made it up?
Just how vivid and detailed it was.
Don't let him trick you with that. That's the trick.
You know what? I'm going to be like a flat earther right now. I want to believe it, so I'm going to believe it.
All right. Sounds good. So Peas, was your story true or false?
The story's truth was told in the first 30 seconds of the story when he said that a 16 or 15 and a half year old Peas had a date with an older girl of 17 that was potentially a waitress. What fantasy world do you guys live in to think that pimple-faced Peas postured perfectly enough to snatch some poo-tang of that kind of caliber at that age? Why I had to lose my virginity to a Mexican prostitute in Tijuana? How possibly could I have gotten a woman in my car at such a tender young age?
This
story is a lie. But the tomato part was true.
Man.
Tomato part was true,
well,
but
that's
the
enough
rest
for me
of it
to go off
lies.
To justify the rest of it.
Okay. We got, it's time for my favorite part of the show.
Show me what you got.
It's spelling bees. Oh, this is so great. I got three tiers of words for you, peas. I got an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school level spelling bee word.
If you I can't wrong, remember agreeing to this.
If you get it wrong, it's going to go over to Reverend Other Guy.
You agreed as soon as you signed
your
on.
Your first word is handsome. Peas is handsome. Handsome.
H-A-N-D-S-O-M-E.
That is correct. All right. On to your middle school word. Appointed. Peas is appointed social media duties. Appointed.
A-P-O-I-N-T-E-D.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Reverend
Mark the Dyslexic.
Reverend Funny Name, appointed.
Appointed. A-P-P-O-I-N-T-E-D. Appointed.
Double fucking
that is
P.
correct. All right, peas. We got one more word tonight.
I always remember P. my pee-pees.
Peas,
fucked with the double P.
Your last word tonight is prerequisite. The prerequisite to being a journeyman is paying hypercubego.com. Prerequisite.
P-R-E-R-E-Q. S-I-T-E.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. All right. Reverend, what's your face?
Yeah.
Prerequisite.
There wasn't much of a chance of me getting that one.
Prerequisite.
For the win.
Oh, this is for the win.
This is for the win.
Oh, God. Pressure. Prerequisite. P-R-E-R-E. Q-U-I-S-I-T-E. Prerequisite.
That is absolutely correct!
Yeah.
Fantastic, and that's my favorite part.
I was gonna do another extra I, too. I was gonna do that.
No, there's only extra P's.
I was gonna say that one.
There's always too many P's.
No, it's extra.
All right, it's time for my favorite part of the show.
Show me what you got.
It's Proving Grounds. We're going to fire off a couple of this week's headlines. You have as quickly as possible to do it. Number one, revelations on Trump's tax returns stoke long-held national security concerns.
People wonder how hammers will be bought.
All right, next one. Google takes an Apple approach to Android apps.
Opens up child pornography site. Caters to cherry babes.
And that's Proving Ground.
Show me what you got.
Wow, worst one ever.
That last one was really risky, right? That was awful.
If you wanted that, you should have just said Netflix.
There you go. Oh, he got it.
Now you're full of comedy and wet. Where were you a couple minutes ago?
I didn't understand what was going on.
We're doing the bit.
Tell them how sorry you are, Peas.
I'm sorry. Oh, you mean want to apologize already? That's it?
I accept.
Time for apology.
Hi,
That bit comes later.
It does, but it is almost time for that bit because it's like sometimes I can be windy. You might not have noticed that. I can chat a little bit, but so sometimes my apologies can be really long about how I'm sorry that I apologized in so long. I don't think this one's going to go like that, though. This one's probably only going to be a couple of minutes. There's some specific aspects of the show I'm probably going to apologize for, and then other aspects that I will just brush right over and not apologize for at all and just accept them as that's the karma of the show to have had those bits in them. But nonetheless, the apology of this show is a great way for us to reflect back as an audience, as me, the host, and Fox, the host, and you, the listener, and about the interaction that we've had with each other in this last 60 minutes of frolic and fun that we've had the fineness to finesse about with us. It's been a great time for me. I wished we'd had more time with you, the listener, though, even though we did read some pretty awesome viewer mails, but they don't capture the soul or the heart of the listener I'm speaking to tonight. You sitting there quietly waiting each week for your letter to be read, for your letter to finally make its way up to the top of the pile. I apologize that that letter still yet has been read. But rest assured, as we've sworn at the beginning over 25 years ago when our ancestors first started time for the show, that we would eventually read every piece of mail ever given to us, regardless of the backlog. And the backlog is extensive and tremendous at this time, but you listener, you wait week after week, waiting for your words that you wrote and slaved over, wanted to make just so that when Argus Fox read them to the piece, they would resonate with the essence of who you are as a human being. Hang in there. It's probably going to be next week for sure. I'm sorry it wasn't this week, but it is what it is. These things happen. Sorry that I fooled you guys with my shitty smelling Volkswagen Baja Bug story, but I really don't feel bad because you should have known right away, even if you reflected upon your own 15 or 16 year old self. Yeah, you had a girl in the car. It's like having a girlfriend in Canada who you only meet at camp. We all know that it's a lie, and you should have picked up on that right away. But you didn't, because you've lost your innocence. You've lost your childhood. You've lost what it meant to be peas within yourself. And for that, I'm sorry. And for that, we're going to wind down this week's Is It Time for a Show? It was a show. We had a wonderful guest in Dave Grohl.
Seamus McGrolson, and of course, time for the show. It wouldn't be possible without the support of our Patreon members, including Reverend 80, Reverend Fanboy, Brother Other, Caller 23, Apostasy X Fenord, Hazel of the Windmills, Dr. Cosmack, Reverend Codeine, Agent Lloyd, Long Dead, Michael Marcus, Reverend Negative, Reverend Guimo, Couch Sloth, Scalpod, Trenchy, Reverend Loch Ness, and Martha Artha and Dr. Ellis at freethinkradio.com. Special thanks to Katana 007 and Guru Drew. If you would like to support Time for the Show, well, you know it'll make you feel better. Go on over to patreon.com/hypercube. And remember, you can get your exclusive love gift from Dr. Fox and Hypercube by going to hypercubego.com/shop and getting your love gift today. Offer ends October 8th. Do it. You can also donate directly to paypal.me/DocFox. We only need all of it to come in. It's
$1 million.
Oh, my goodness. How could I ever dream of such a thing?
Only a million.
All right. Coming up next, it is Dr. Fox's
Chopping Block.
So stick around. Go to timefortheshow.com. Click the Discord button. Don't say hello. Thanks, peas. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, peas.
Bye, peas.
Bye. I still believe the story.